KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, mostly cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We'll look for scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Topping the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports that Interstate 80 eastbound near Adair is currently blocked this morning due to a single vehicle accident. Again, that's I-80 eastbound near Adair. There's a single vehicle accident there. And officials say to use caution and expect delays if traveling in the area. We'll have more details on that crash as they become available. A jury in Guthrie County has convicted a Perry man on felony charges of vehicular homicide by reckless and drunken driving in conviction with an August 24, 2009 crash near Yale. According to the Omaha World Herald, 30-year-old Thomas Dugan faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced on July the 2nd. In its decision handed down last Friday, the jury said that Dugan was responsible for the death of 28-year-old Adam Anderson of Bagley. They reached their decision after a trial that lasted a little more than 3 days. Authorities had claimed Dugan was behind the wheel of a 2003 Ford Mustang that went out of control. Dugan and Anderson were ejected from the car as it rolled end over end multiple times before coming to rest in a soybean field. The crash happened soon after the 10-year reunion was held for alumni of the Panorama High School. The car wasn't discovered until several hours after the wreck took place. Charges of vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and drunken driving were filed against Dugan in February of last year after DNA tests indicated he was the driver of the car. Prior to the test results, authorities couldn't determine which man was behind the wheel. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Iowa State Patrol on Wednesday said they were investigating a fatality crash that occurred in Woodbury County on Monday on County Road K-45 just north of Sloan. At around 2:20 p.m. on that day, an international straight truck driven by 23-year-old Bo Jenkins of Sloan was northbound on County Road K-45 when a Chevy pickup crossed the center line and collided head-on with the straight truck. Jenkins suffered minor injuries and was treated at a hospital in Sioux City. The driver of the pickup, who was identified this week as 57-year-old Randall Haveman of Whiting, Iowa, received fatal injuries. A third vehicle, driven by 22-year-old Chad Carlson of Sloan, had swerved in an attempt to avoid the collision. Carlson's car came to rest in a field on the east side of the road. He was uninjured. The cause of the crash is yet to be determined as the State Patrol and Woodbury County Sheriff's Office continue to investigate. The Page County Sheriff's Office is investigating an accident that took place east of Clarinda, where a vehicle involved remains a mystery. Officials say at around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday, an unknown vehicle went out of control on V Avenue, about 0.2 mile west of 222nd Street. The vehicle left the road and hit a curb marker before traveling down a ditch through a yard and a flower bed at 2235 V Avenue and then back onto the roadway before continuing south. Damage from the incident amounted to at least $200. It's not known if the driver of the vehicle suffered any injuries, as authorities basically have nothing to go on at this point. Another accident happened around 5 p.m. Saturday southwest of Essex when the right rear tire blew out in a 1995 Chevy Blazer driven by 64-year-old Juan Cepeda of Shenandoah. The incident caused him to lose control of the SUV, which crossed the center line of Highway 48 at about C Avenue. The vehicle ended up rolling onto its passenger side. Cepeda was not injured during the mishap, but he was cited for not having a valid driver's license. Damage from the accident amounted to $2,500. Several road and bridge projects here in Cass County are complete or are wrapping up soon. Engineer Charles Marker said at yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting that the bridge south of Highway 92 by Steinbeck's is now open and all work is complete on that project.
The bridge on South Olive Street down here is up to the point where we're doing the final dirt work, or the contractor doing the final dirt work on the south approaches to it. There will still be seating and a little bit of guardrail to do on it. It should be open within the next week or so. We are also doing pavement up on the Marney Road. The two subcontractors who are doing the patching both on the roadway and a second contractor who did the patching on the bridge are complete. That project will be put in a hold position because Henningsen is the actual prime contractor on it to do the actual overlay. He won't be available and doesn't have to be available until the fall. So he's going to finish up some of these other jobs and do that when he moves back home. That will pretty well complete all of our contract jobs that we have in for this year.
And the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a fiscal year 2012 budget amendment during their meeting in Atlantic. The budget amendment was required due to the receipt of funds from MidAmerican Energy by the Secondary Roads Department for damage done to the county roads during the installation of wind turbines near the Messina area. Once again, here's Engineer Charles Marker.
We had gone ahead and expended money for rock and work down in that area above and beyond our original budget. This money coming in at this time, we needed to amend the budget to offset those costs. We put the entire amount of the money we received in this year's budget. What that does is, obviously, if it doesn't get spent, secondary road money stays within the secondary road fund, so that monies will be available to do work in Byrock next fiscal year, which begins July 1. So that's the reason for the request of the amendment for this year's budget.
Auditor Dale Sunderman said the only other reason, although not required in the amended budget, is to change the amount of appropriations for transfers from an unexpected increase in the local option sales tax revenues and Iowa Department of Transportation.
Increase secondary roads, 711 roads, by $203,467. Increase 713 traffic controls by $25,000. Increase 714 road clearing by $25,000. Increase 721 equipment operations by $50,000. And increase 723 real estate buildings by $80,000.
Sunderman said the county budget was amended to reflect $382,467 for secondary roads and an increase in transfers from the local option sales tax in the amount of $15,000. Officials with Southwest 8 Senior Services say the state of Iowa is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for senior citizens. In that program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. Applications for the vouchers will be available at your local senior center during the week of May the 29th. Your application guarantees you a booklet, but there is a limited number, so you want to contact your local senior center if you're interested in obtaining those vouchers. Council Bluffs residents can pick up an application for the voucher starting on May the 29th at the center, and the distribution date is Thursday, June the 14th from 9 a.m. to noon. Seniors ages 60 and older in all other communities located in Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties will receive their vouchers through their local senior center after June the 11th. The program criteria includes you must be at least 60 years of age or older. Annual income must be less than $20,665 if you're single, or $27,991 if you're married. And only one original application will be allowed per individual. There are no photocopies or duplicate applications allowed. If you have any questions on that Farmers Market Voucher Program, you can call Sherry Carson at 712-328-2540, extension 18. An October murder trial has been scheduled for a Central Iowa man accused of fatally shooting an apartment neighbor. The Des Moines Register says Brandon Madren of the 8L has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder and reckless use of a firearm causing injury. He's charged with killing 26-year-old Nathan Green back on February 18th. Court documents say the rifle shot that killed Green was fired from a third-story apartment window. Police say Madren told officers that he'd only intended to scare Green. Madren told police that Green had tried to kick down his apartment door and then left the building and was standing on Madren's car in the parking lot. Madren said Green was threatening him when Madren fired, hitting Green in the chest. Madren remains in the Dallas County Jail on a $500,000 bond. Taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, New York City's police commissioner said he'll release more information later today in the case of Eitan Pates, the 6-year-old boy who disappeared 33 years ago while walking alone to school. Commissioner Raymond Kelly said a man who is in custody has implicated himself in the boy's death. Just last month, forensics teams dug up a city basement in the search for the boy's remains. The number of people seeking unemployment aid has fallen just a bit. The Labor Department says applications dipped by 2,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 370,000. In other economic news out today, the Commerce Department said orders for long-lasting factory goods edged up slightly in April, but a key category that tracks business investment spending fell for a second straight month. And experts say it's still too early to read much into what a jury is discussing in the John Edwards campaign corruption trial. Today will be the fifth day of their deliberations. Edwards is charged with allegedly knowing about secret payments during the 2008 presidential campaign to hide his pregnant mistress as he sought the White House. And police in Burbank, California say a 101-year-old man crossing the street was struck and killed by a 91-year-old driver. Police say the man killed was Otto Jensen, a well-known photographer in Burbank, and he was the grand marshal of the city's centennial parade last year. The woman behind the wheel wasn't arrested. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements, Neilma Ridlin, age 93, of Avoca and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Neilma Ridlin will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Held, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jane Held will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Randy Young, age 48, of Omaha, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Celebration of life services for Randy Young will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Eastern Hills Baptist Church in Council Bluffs, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Jereen Jerry Weiss, age 79, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Memorial services for Jerry Weiss will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. James Jim Houston, age 58, of Atlantic, died Monday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Jim Houston will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernard Strachey, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Strachey will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George David Jensen, age 67, of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, died December 10th at his home. Graveside services for George Jensen will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vivian Reichart Haley, age 72, of Corning, died April 12th at the Atlantic Hospice Center. Graveside services for Vivian Reichart Haley will be held Friday at 2:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. June Clemens, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died April the 12th in Brainerd, Minnesota. Memorial services for June Clemens will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Larson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday in Urbandale. A funeral mass for Mary Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Adolf R. Polacek, age 90, of Shelby, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Adolf Polacek will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Richard Dick Cooper, age 66, of Greenfield, died Monday in Adams County. Funeral services for Dick Cooper will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. H. Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died April 14th at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Claire Gill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Jerry Gates, age 78, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jerry Gates are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lloyd Schroeder are pending with the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.